On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. It is a big old drought in Auckland, but at least we get a bit of sunshine out here. How's it looking in LA?
It's not looking too bad. It's starting to warm up a little bit. It's been a cold Jan and Feb, but summer is around the corner, so yeah.
Does the arrival of summer bring the arrival of a whole slew of new movies?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm mentioning summer a little bit too early. Summer's still a ways off, but
yeah, it's good to have it in your sight lines.
Yeah, there's always a whole lot of new movies, though, and the big one this week coming out in both America and New Zealand is The Invisible Man, which is a new take on the iconic Universal Pictures property written and directed by Lee Whannell, who's an Australian filmmaker who became best known for writing, co-writing the original Saw film with James Wan, and collaborated with James Wan on a bunch of films like the Insidious movies and a few other things. And Whannell branched out into directing himself a few years ago with one of the Insidious sequels, and then a film a couple of years ago called Upgrade, which I really liked, and now he's got his hands on The Invisible Man, which is a really, really cool film that is kind of a pared-back take on the character, or property rather, because it focuses not on the title character, but on a woman played by Elizabeth Moss, who's attempting to escape an abusive ex who may or may not be dead and who may or may not have powers of invisibility. And they shot this in Australia, and it's just a great counterpoint to the big kind of bloated IP forward blockbusters we see these days. We saw The Mummy a few years ago, which was supposed to be the first in a bunch of interconnected Dark Universe films featuring the Universal Monsters,
right,
a group that includes like Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, the Wolfman, and somewhat peripherally,
there's some of the more sort of old school kind of monsters in some ways, aren't they? They're not so superhero-y, they're a bit more folklore.
Oh, they're absolutely the old school. They were the original horror stars in the 30s. And 40s, when Universal was very successful in making sort of the first Dracula films and the first Frankenstein films. And so these are characters that have a lot of brand recognition, but they kind of haven't known what to do with them of late.
Right.
And this is a great take on it, because it's not about setting up a cinematic universe. It's just kind of telling a single story that is scary and pertinent, because it's about a woman. It touches on quite heavy stuff like coercive control in relationships and stalking and gaslighting, and you sort of don't think a horror film can have a lot to say about these matters, but the film gains a lot by leaning into these ideas, and Elizabeth Moss is an amazing vehicle for the story, and it's a creepy ass film, and it's great. I highly recommend it.
I've seen
you won't be seeing it, will you?
Well, I don't know. So it's definitely way too scary for me on the scary film thing, but the trailer looks so compelling, and also Elizabeth Moss is very, very good at kind of getting that human side of kind of a horror story across, I think, which is what, I mean, maybe is more interesting to me about horror films. The trailer does make this look bloody scary, though, I gotta say, Fabian.
Yeah, I interviewed all the principals for a Herald feature that was in yesterday's paper, and Elizabeth Moss was fantastic, but Lee Whannell said something about her that really stuck with me, is that she does a lot without talking. Like, you definitely say that in The Handmaid's Tale, and you could, to a certain degree, in Mad Men, she didn't have a huge vocal presence, but she conveys a lot with just her expressions and her face, and the way she kind of looks around a room, and that's put to really effective use here as well. So yeah, highly, highly recommend The Invisible Man. I hope it's a hit, because it's kind of, you know, the general Hollywood approach of things is to throw a lot of money in it and make it as big as possible. And this is kind of the opposite idea. It's like, let's take an intelligent approach to this. So it's getting really good reviews. I just really hope the audiences turn out in big numbers for it. So there'll be an argument for more films along these lines.
Excellent. So if people haven't got the stomach for a scary movie, though, is there anything else they could be going to see?
No, that's the only option this week.
That's it. It's the only one. Scary movies or bust.
There are a few other films out this week, but I haven't seen them. But that's the main big option. But if you don't want to, be freaked out, you can go check out Sonic the Hedgehog if you want.
Hey, why not? That sounds like maybe you could do both if you feel a bit spooked after you've been to see The Invisible Man. Just book a ticket for Sonic straight afterwards and then just ease out of that. Hey, well, thank you.
Yeah, that'll cheer you up.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Fabian. That definitely sounds like a movie to put on your list as well. So cheers for that. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Cheers, Rachel. Have a good one.
You too.
See you later, mate.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly have.